The Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing, in conjunction with the Ministry of Energy, the ECG and other stakeholders, are carrying out the directive of President Mahama to migrate all government and ministerial bungalows onto the prepaid meter system across the country. The PRO of the Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Ibrahim Otabil, told Radio Ghana that implementing the President's directive will help the government's agenda of ensuring that every household is fixed with prepaid meters. He said more than 500 government bungalows have been earmarked for the exercise in the Greater Accra metropolis alone. He spoke with Yaya Kwamwa.
We are looking at several houses. In Accra here, we are looking at 500 and beyond. You will notice in the release that we have, as a ministry, also requested the various regional coordinating councils to do the same. So we are doing a part in Accra here, and per the directive from the sector minister, the regional coordinating directorate, which is headed by their regional coordinating directors and also their regional ministers, who also see to the implementation of this exercise in their respective regions.
Yeah, but have you started in Accra here?
As I speak to you now, letters or correspondence to that effect are being distributed to all government bungalow occupants. What I mean, government bungalow occupants, you are looking at the respective ministerial bungalows and ministers, the public servants within those structures, and all those who matter. So the team left the premises of the office today to the various government bungalows, and they are starting from the ministerial bungalows. So this morning, a team from the Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing, the Ministry of Energy, the Electricity Company of Ghana, and the Public Works Department, also an agency of the ministry, are currently on the field to see to the implementation of this exercise. We think that the exercise has come at a good time, that we cannot no longer afford but to work together with our respective agencies and partners to ensure that the President directives come into fruition.
That apart, you said you have gone onto the field. Is it that each bungalow that they happen to visit, they will install the prepaid meter before they move to the next bungalow, or they are just going to inform the people about what they are coming to do in those residences?
Yes. First of all, they need to draw the attention of the occupants. You agree with that? You cannot just bank with somebody's house and start fixing prepaid meters. That won't be acceptable. But at least they have the correspondence. They have all the necessary notification that they have to do. And so they will draw their attention and also serve them lectures. And they will carry it out from there. So they might not necessarily fix the meters today. But of course, it is an opening to the end of the program. And I think that it is a means to getting the prepaid meters in place. And they are doing the knocking today. And I hope that in some few weeks to come, the meters will be in place.
Finally, before I let you go, you say you are working in tandem with the ECG, the Minister of Energy, to ensure a proper exercise. But have you done a due diligence to ascertain the effectiveness of these prepaid meters before they are being installed? Because the ordinary people who have installed this in their houses are complaining of faulty meters.
I would say that the issue of prepaid meters and their faulty meter and all that, I think that we can leave it to the electricity company alone. But as a team, I think that a thorough examination has been done and all those complaints will also be noted. Our duty as a team, or as a task force, which involves members of the Works and Housing, Water Resources, and the Ministry of Energy, Electricity, and all the others, I think that their duty is to ensure that those meters are directed by His Excellency the President are fixed. The rest is left to the Electricity Company of Ghana to ensure that at least complaints from meter reading and all whatnot are addressed. We also lose sight of the fact that you're only going to place the meters in a no. I think that some work has also been done or have gone into that direction. And so, albeit, I think a good job will be made.
The PRO of the Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Ibrahim Otabil.
The CEO of the Consumer Rights Protection Agency, Kofi Kapito, has been speaking about the absorption of the 25% of electricity tariff by government to ameliorate the hardship of consumers. Mr. Kapito told Radio Ghana that it is not for the IMF and the World Bank to dictate how Ghana should manage its utilities. He said although subsidy is not a bad social intervention, the way it is managed is discriminatory. He spoke to George Ankra.
The whole issue that started is the call for various individuals, international organizations like the IMF, calling Ghana to be paying realistic utility or energy or electricity prices. I was on record saying that they are not the people to tell us how to run our economic affairs. First of all, there is something that is called ability to pay. Ability to pay, I mean that when you ask a person to pay for anything, you should look at him as, is he able to pay for what you are asking him to pay? pay. In Ghana, in reference to this issue, I don't think the average Ghanaian was even in the equation. I'm not talking about the NDC. I'm talking about government, which includes parliament, tries to give 10% pay increase to workers, and then a utility alone is allowed to hit us with 78% or 79%. The math does not add up. Yes, does the utility probably need some increase? I would say so. But even with the government giving a subsidy of almost 400,000 Ghana cedis a month, don't forget government still has to pay the electricity people. This is not something that the EC or the utilities decided that, okay, our math did not add up, or we decided that we can do better. This is people should understand that the increase still stands at 79% or 78%. It's only that somebody has decided that I will pay 25% of that amount for you. So let's not make it look like the percentage has come down. The increase is still 79%. Consumers want what is called value for money. Yeah, I would say lately, my area, I would say electricity has managed to be regular, which is good, but not water. So if this continues, I'm sure we could say that yes, there's some evidence that the electricity people can manage to let Ghanaians enjoy uninterrupted flow of electricity. That is on the positive side. But back to the question, there were calls that people were doing illegal connections, factories were not paying their due monies that they owed their utilities, including government. Is government going to be able to pay whether it's the 59% as it stands now? Actually, government will still pay the 78% anyway, because he will still owe the EC or the people that they are giving this utility that 25%.
So, Mr. Capito,
going to find money.
So, Mr. Capito, is subsidy the way to go?
Subsidy, in a way, is good. But the way we are doing subsidy in Ghana is totally wrong. Let me explain. In other jurisdictions, people who are found not to be able to pay their bills, or people who are under the minimum wage, sometimes are pushing by subsidy. Subsidy does not mean that that person does not pay. In Ghana, we are doing discrimination when it comes to the prices of electricity. Do you know that in Ghana, the more you use, the higher tariff that you pay?
CEO of the Consumer Rights Protection Agency, Kofi Kapito, in that interview with George Ankra.